Hi, my name is Jason, but my childhood friends called me Slink, for perhaps obvious reasons. I was fortunate to be surrounded by supportive family and community from the time I was born. Much of that support came from my church, and through their example of selfless love and care, I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was 7. That is, I understood that Jesus died for my sins, and that accepting this gift welcomed me into the family of believers. My church provided many opportunities to immerse myself in the Bible, and I was eager to learn, so I devoted myself to considerable study, memorization, and practice of it. I was also identified as intellectually gifted from an early age. I distinctly remember my kindergarten teacher turning the class over to me a few times to teach reading or math. But hey, I'm from Oklahoma, so it didn't take much to be the smart kid. So I quickly became identified with and distinguished for my intelligence, first in school, then in the state, and even to national distinction. However, as I was progressing academically, it became apparent that I was lacking true peace and identity. I always felt a deep responsibility to my capabilities. This ultimately led to considerable anxiety and focus on my own performance. What I did not realize is that I'd solely come to rely on what I could control through my ability. As a graduate student in Boston, this finally came to a head when my frustration with my classes, insecurity with my degree program, and lack of clear vocational direction led to overwhelming self-doubt. I found myself one day sitting in the back of a church, broken, feeling completely disconnected from God and unworthy among a community of believers. While I knew much about God, I hadn't learned to really trust Him with my future. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." That lack of faith was separating me from the true comfort found in God. In the middle of this disconnection, the true gift of God through Christ became real for me. Titus 3:5 tells us He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. The experience of my own weakness made me appreciate God's strength. Likewise, Hebrews 2:14 through 15 says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, He too shared in their humanity, so that by His death He might break the power of Him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who for all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." The fact is that Christ performed a complete work for us, and He did so not in spite of our shortcomings, but precisely to rescue us from fear, sin, and self-sufficiency. With newfound spiritual and emotional clarity, I realized that the program and people of my graduate school were not a good fit for my calling, and so I chose to move from Boston to New York and change my graduate degree program to applied physics. And while my life was no more tangibly secure, my feet were set and a new peace ensued. My life changed. I leveraged my new life in God to deeply devote myself to Christian community, specifically to reach people on the fringe of Christian connection. While in my graduate Christian fellowship in New York, I developed ways to reach every new graduate student in person when they arrived to campus to introduce them to Christian community. My experience of God's grace brought about greater compassion and action in my life for those less fortunate. My vocational journey would take me deeply into completely new areas where I had little experience, but by walking in faith, this allowed me to grow in ways that I could impact public health. I hadn't taken any biology since high school, but feeling that God could use my knowledge to create sensors of disease, I joined a biochemistry group as their device guy for postdoctoral study. This was not my area of expertise, which meant that I had to trust God's promise that His power is made perfect in my weakness as I stepped out in faith to help this team. And success didn't come quickly, but consistent work over the years led to development of devices that now track anti-cancer drug activity. During my postdoc in California, I visited my brother in Fort Worth. The economy was tight and academic jobs were scarce. We drove past Texas Christian University, and I said, maybe I should apply there. My brother responded, no, you should apply to UT Dallas. So I applied, And after 50 hours of interviews, yes, you heard right, 50 hours, I got the job. So now, as a professor at UT Dallas, I have the opportunity to glorify God through my efforts with biological electronics, solar cells, and light-emitting devices. Directly, these efforts allow me to pursue good stewardship of our earthly resources and possibly save lives. Also, the way I go about my job is an opportunity to serve others. As Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also the interest of others. Taking time each day to help the successes of my students and fellow professors by serving them, that's to say, looking to their interests, goes a long way to share Christ's selfless love. And directly, I help with various Christian organizations on campus, specifically with efforts to defend the faith against common objections from academics. But each day is always a choice, whether to live selflessly or selfishly, to identify myself by the world standards or through Christ's freeing gift, to seek entertainment or the renewing of my mind through scripture and prayer. Thankfully, I have a group of men that I entrust my life with through a community group here at Watermark, a couple of which are here today. Together, we encourage each other to live authentically and grow in the virtues of a life lived daily in relationship with Christ. So thank you for letting me share my story of God's grace in my life.